This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They won't put troops on the borders to stop the flood of drugs and criminals, but they've announced they're going to be in the factories. They're going to control your life on local news in Austin and on Army News Watch, which is produced in D.C. and aired here locally. They have started telling all businesses that the Army and Air Force will drug test your employees once a week or once a month for free. And they say force your employees to do this. The Army will drop by. And, yes, the Army will watch your employees do it. This is on our news, folks. This is the freedom of America. This will stop Al-Qaeda, the government taking your fluids. And then this guy calls in and talks about what's going on in Albuquerque. I knew they had troops out there, but it's a standard fare. Oh, we're not leaving after the fires are out, and it's indefinite. We're going to march around in the woods and give you orders and in your public parts, and it's all part of freedom. It's all part of the humiliation. Bob, Heather, Ron, Tom, and others are going to you right now. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you today?
Oh, I guess I'm bad because I'm against martial law.
There you go. Hey, I want to pass on a message to your listeners of my own personal journey through this conspiracy theory stuff and what's going on. I'll tell you what. There's one conspiracy that makes all the rest of this believable, okay? And it's the nature of coin credit and circulation, okay? And I'll give you a little quote. This was a letter from John Adams, one of our greatest founding fathers, to probably what I consider our greatest founding father, Thomas Jefferson.
But FEMA says that they're terrorists, and even quoting them is a terrorist action.
Exactly.
By the way, I have them on tape saying that.
All the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from the defects in the Constitution or Confederation, nor from the want of honor or virtue, as much from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin credit and circulation. People do not understand the massive amount of control that poverty brings.
Well, they don't, and they don't understand that private banks own the printing presses and print the money.
They're
buying up the world. Bob, thanks for the call. Got to let you go. Thank you. Great point. Yes. Heather in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. I've actually been listening for about 5 years. It's nice to actually call for the first time, Alex.
Well, welcome to the airwaves.
One of the things I wanted to bring up is I found an interesting article on melbourneindymedia.com. It's called How George Bush Won the 2004 Election. It's specifically talking about the electronic voting systems that are created by ESNS, Diebold Systems, and Sequoia. Some of the stuff that really bothers me about this is it shows that the source code, which is what actually writes to either the government and tells them what you voted and what you get to see on the screen, they're not opening the source code so nobody can actually tell whether it's been written so that it'll publish one thing to you and publish something else to the government. It's a scam in a huge way. And some of the
stuff. Oh, yeah, right out in the open. You can't know how the machine works because it's private software and there's a modem hooked up to the government. But that's okay. You don't need to know. You can trust the government.
No. One of the things I found interesting was something that happened here in Comal County, Texas. There was an uncanny coincidence. This is straight out of the article, where three Republican candidates won by exactly 18,181 votes each, and two other Republican candidates outside of Texas won by the same amount. In the same election, five people with the same total. I mean, the statistics on that have to be amazing.
It's hard when you got touchscreen frauds to enter different random numbers for everybody, and you know, mistakes happen. That, you know, the data entry people, it's a small core that's in on it, you know, get tired. ABC News in the 98 election, a day and a half before the election, published the exact results of the election. Somebody inside posted it to warn everybody. And the globalists didn't even change the results. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I had actually read about that as well.
Because people saved the ABC webpage. This is a fact, folks. Stay there, Heather. We'll talk more about election fraud. But, hey, who needs to be able to actually vote? I mean, you know, that's for Al-Qaeda.
Heart disease continues to be a leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in your heart. And right now, as a special offer to GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call toll-free now, 877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulatory and cardiovascular health, but that's really up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free, 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. And do your body right with Cardivite.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just type vote scam, election fraud into a computer and prepare yourself. Government at every level has been caught red-handed, stealing elections, and now they're codifying it in a giant super federal system. Won't let you investigate voter news services, won't let you know how the system even works. They're federally putting in touch screens. And Heather in Texas wanted to make some more points on this subject. Go ahead, Heather.
Next thing I was going to say is that it doesn't leave a paper trail, which is something that is absolutely important for every voter. I mean, you should be able to walk away from the polls with a slip that basically says what
you voted. No, that sounds like something Al-Qaeda would say. Secrecy in government, black uniforms, ski mask, giant prison camps. That's what freedom's about. And somebody like you calling for a record of how you voted, how dare you?
Well, and that's the exact perspective that they're taking, unfortunately. I mean, this should be elections should be open. That is
No. The government is the boss. We work for them. That's what freedom's about. Asking questions is un-American. How dare you?
Well, and one of the other things about this that really bothers me is that Diebold Systems, which is the largest distributor of these voting machines, has serious connections to what's called the Christian Reconstruction Movement, which is an absolutely frightening thing. it's just
what's the Christian Reconstruction Movement?
This is the name of the institute is called CHALCEDON, I don't know exactly how they pronounce that, but basically this is the crown rights of Jesus Christ in all areas of life. You've discussed this before.
Oh, you're talking about the Brotherhood.
Yeah, and this is another group that's
aren't real Christians. These are the neocons that like Hitler and say they like Nietzsche. And well, they're not really against abortion, so please don't bring it up, according to Harper's Magazine. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is this company. Diebold,
yeah, I've seen that before. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
It's absolutely frightening that somebody who's involved in our election process would be so fundamentally skewed as far as their perspective goes and could actually affect elections to...
Well, the average person doesn't know how the elections work, and that's good. That's what freedom's about, is being ignorant. And I think you're maybe with Al-Qaeda, Heather. I don't asking questions. I'm serious. FEMA has... I'm being serious here. But we have their view. I'm being serious. FEMA says that Christians, gun owners... constitutionalists or terrorists. So you're talking about freedom, and that's bad.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that we absolutely have to change. I mean, as the populace of the United States, we are in control of this government. We have
to keep control. More Al-Qaeda talk.
If we don't keep control, these voting systems are going to take it away from us. And
well,
that's going to be the end.
Maybe the government knows best, and go ahead and take your vaccines and give them your land and turn your guns in. And so what if UNESCO says their goal is to destroy the family? You know... Bush is conservative. He's signing on to that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Heather. Yeah, she's right. It's horrible. I mean, that's the problem. This stuff is so horrible. How could anyone believe it, even when it's admitted? Let's talk to Ron in New York and then Tom in Colorado. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Ron. Okay.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Ron. Go ahead.
Alex, you mean to tell me that George Washington didn't cross the Delaware River to get urine samples from factory workers on the other side?
Actually, that's what he was doing. He was fighting for the right to go through checkpoints. He was fighting for the right to have the military quartered in our communities. He was fighting for the right to have open borders and not protect our trade. He was fighting for the right to enslave the American people.
Absolutely, and any other version of that history, such as... he was fighting for some form of freedom and dignity. That's Al-Qaeda-type history. That's Al-Qaeda-tainted subversive history.
Exactly. Well, according to FEMA, yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, look, our veterans fought and died so families could be jerked out of cars at checkpoints and have their goods thrown on the side of the road. And then, then the cops tell them to put it back yourself. I think that's good. Jerking families out of cars, throwing goods all over the road, under the watchful eyes of DARPA cameras... where DARPA says we'll all be watched by the Pentagon. That's freedom. Countries where the army watches the people's freedom.
The funny part about that is most of the relatives that I had, I guess, you know, I lived in ignorance these numbers of years, who had fought in World War II said they had fought against fascism, so we wouldn't have that. But
well,
I'm wrong. That's it. I'm in error on that.
Hey, we got to leave the borders open, but then search your car and throw your goods on the side of the road randomly for freedom, okay? Now, that's what freedom's all about. And I'm glad on the 4th of July they had FEMA flashing billboards about anti-gun and report terrorist and seatbelt check ahead, which was really about searching vehicles, their own federal plan says.
True patriotism.
Freedom is all about groveling and having no rights.
And having a boot on your neck.
That's freedom.
That feels good. There's nothing like that police baton on the bridge of your nose, too. It really enlightens you.
Well, if you don't move quick enough, these men are trying to protect
that's
us.
That's your fault, right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, talking about freedom, I was reading a story in today's New York Post on page 9, which is a major newspaper here in New York. Now, it's just another, I guess, indication of the absolute reason of our system. There was a gentleman whose daughter was, I guess you could call her a child prodigy, maybe even a genius. She had started to take college courses at the age of 11. She was so intelligent that at the age of 11, she was taking college courses and maxing them out.
Was this an evil homeschooler?
No, she wasn't an evil homeschooler. What the father did is, seeing that she was so intelligent, sent her directly to colleges that we have in the area, right?
And so what did they do to him?
Oh, it's coming, man. Listen to this.
Oh, good.
So now she's 15. She has a 3.8 average. Now, Alex, you attended college. You know that's a high average, right?
Yeah.
She's brilliant. He was reported to Child Protective Services, and he's being investigated for educational neglect.
Oh, good.
Now, instead of looking at what formula this man used to say, this guy's doing something right, His daughter has amassed a 3.8 average in college at age 15. They're looking to persecute him. Now,
good. He's probably with, you know, anybody that cares about their children's with Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I realize it's subversive activity. Don't
get me
wrong.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, we're under UNESCO. They run our policy, and they say, I mean, seriously.
Maybe a communist. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Newsmax published their own textbook. It says the family is, quote, a disease, and that sounds like freedom to me.
But, you see, the way I figured it, the way I assessed it, you know, in all honesty, is that what the court was really saying is that there's that four-year period that you go to high school here in New York, which is really an indoctrination period.
Yeah, you've got to get your vaccines. You've got to learn how to be a drug addict.
Well, condoms on cucumbers, violence, crime. You've got to
be beat up a lot.
Yeah, all the good important stuff.
You've got to learn how to be frisked by police and wear an ID badge and thumb scan to get your school lunch.
Right. And don't forget the drugs. You've got to learn to take plenty of drugs because, you know, our high schools here in the New York area are basically pus centers.
Well,
you go in normal.
No. You're seeing things backwards, and so am I.
Oh, I mean,
now, I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this too on Infowars.com or Prison Planet, and webmasters, get it up there for me. Read me the New York Post headline and what they had to say.
Okay, it's not a headline. It's on page 9. Okay, court KOs college whiz kid.
Okay. Court KOs college
whiz kid.
Whiz kid. This is great news. Please continue.
Okay. And the article is by a Carl Campanile or Campanelli, a 15-year-old Manhattan girl whose parents sent her to college instead of high school, has been told by a judge that she can't get her associate's degree even though she's got enough credits as city officials launched an educational neglect probe against her dad.
Oh, good, good.
You know, because it must be Al-Qaeda, you're right. Angela Lippman has been passing courses since she was 11 at the Fashion Institute of Technology and Manhattan Community College.
I think the father should be arrested.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's deprived his daughter of proper socialization. She could be pregnant now at 15, you know, and not
she
know
she could
the
have
father.
Tracks up and down her arms within another
absolutely.
Year or two. She could be in a topless bar.
Look at that. She could have learned the
yeah,
chemistry.
Yeah, she could be in a topless bar owned by a police detective being whored out the back door.
And look, she missed her chemistry courses, heroin and cocaine 101. I mean, these are very important courses. She has a 3.8 average.
Well, we got to stop her.
And
you know, I'm glad they're banning
the father,
schooling
absolutely.
In California. The kids kept winning all the awards and getting all the scholarships, so they weren't drooling idiots.
That's not good. You see, that's why the judge wants her to go to college.
Well, yeah.
They
New York's just a wonderful place.
And so it says Excelsior College, an Albany school that grants degrees based on work at other colleges, said she has more than enough credit to get her degree.
Well, I think whoever said that should be arrested.
Yeah, I know. And that person works for the system, too, so they're really a dangerous Al-Qaeda plant.
Yeah, they think kids being advanced and intelligent and being given opportunity and having an evil father like this that cares about his children and doesn't just turn them over to the state. You know, this guy could be at Yankees games. This guy could be at topless bars. This guy could be out with his buddies playing poker all night. Instead, he spent time with his daughter.
What kind of man does that instead of recreational drugs?
This guy is with Al-Qaeda.
He should be drinking instead of this. This is un-American behavior. But here's the hero of the story. But Albany Supreme Court Justice Bernard Malone ruled Monday that because she was not 17, Angela is too young to obtain a high school equivalency diploma. But without some kind of high school diploma, she can't qualify for a college degree. Malone said she could have taken accelerated courses in high school. Yeah, she could have gone to high school, our resident high schools in New York State.
She could walk through the barbed wire gates.
Right.
She could be frisked.
Don't forget.
Men in black ski mask, love enforcers.
Don't forget, though, very important, condoms on cucumbers. Very important over here in New York.
In the elementary schools now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. They don't even have to wait until high school now. And graduated early, as other students do. You ought to see, if you lived in New York, you'd see the quality of our high school.
Well, I'm going to get this Al-Qaeda group on the air. And I know I'm an enemy. I'm probably an enemy combatant just by having this father and her daughter on, you know, who are just trying to undermine the state.
Because, listen, I'll move a little forward in the article, but it says, beg your pardon. Meanwhile, her dad, Daniel, said the Administration for Child Services notified him that he's being investigated.
Good.
Now, because it's subversive behavior.
Yeah, that's money well spent. Oh, they're good people.
The ACS people, they're the patriots here. They're the...
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get this article, email it to me at tips@infowars.com, and
we'll have a
thank
computer.
You. Thank you. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar, over a $20 value, for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't doubt the caller about the New York Post article. I've seen hundreds of stories like that from Texas to Illinois to California. And they want to just say you can't raise your own kids. And I told you, CPS doesn't go after kids that are really being abused. They go after good families, and it's a stated goal of UNESCO, Department of Education. We've had the former head of policy, Department of Education, on. She has the documents. The job is to turn you into mindless idiots, and I think they've done a good job, generally. A lot of listeners probably thought, hey, good. The girl's got a 3.8, doing great. I hope CPS takes her. You know, this is good. You know, this is what it's all about. Let's talk to Tom in Colorado. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Well, okay. You know, she, you know, spending all that time doing her homework, she could be watching MTV, you know.
Exactly. See, CPS is right.
Well, I'm trying to spread the word here. I've only been listening to you for a few months. I didn't even, you know, just found out. And I got your documentaries. I'm making copies. I'm trying to wake people up as much as I can.
What did you think of the films?
I thought they were very, very good. What can I say? A lot of information just jam-packed in there. And after watching them, I can't remember which one it was. There is some, I mean, I agree with practically everything you have to say, but there is one thing, and I don't, you know, I would just like to know what you think about this. I remember one of them, you had the Georgia Guidestones in there, and see, I've lived in a third world country. I know what overpopulation is like, and I just wonder, do you think there is such a thing as overpopulation? I mean, I've seen my own home state of Colorado pretty much bulldozed by all this development, and it's just it's really sad for me, you know.
Okay, let me boil this down. And sir, you don't have to apologize for disagreeing with me. Anytime you want to, you tell the folks running the show that, you go right to the head of the line. And if you'd have told them that, you'd have been on 20 minutes ago when you first called in, or 30 minutes ago, Tom. So you don't have to apologize to me for that. We don't screen calls. This is about the First Amendment. Now,
Right. Oh, yeah. Understand,
I only mentioned the Georgia Guidestones in how they want to forcibly reduce us down to 250 to 500 million. Okay, I get into that. Is overpopulation a problem in certain sectors and areas of the world? Is toxic waste a problem? Yes. But the people claiming they want to fix that problem are using that crisis for police state control, not to do something real through education and through moving to cleaner systems to do it. They want to stay in the old systems that are dirty while using your terror at the environmental degradation to power their system of land grabbing. Now, let me continue. The world population in the West is between a 5 and 3% drop. Some German cities and French cities are almost ghost towns and are half empty from what they were.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has a massive population reduction. Other than the massive third world influx of 30 million illegals, we only have a 3% growth rate in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So the West is dying. People in the West, those that industrialize, go into negative, whether they're black or white, they go into negative birth rates, an average of, what, 1.52 children in the U.S., lower than that in Europe, to the point of they have billboards saying have children. So once you industrialize, once you move into a third wave economy, the problem's already fixed. Now, what do the globalists do? They go into third world, and they put stuff in vaccines to sterilize people, to maim people. They put HIV in the polio shots. This is all admitted, by the way. These are declassified. We have State Department documents about how they want to sterilize half the women of the world, and women wonder why they can't have kids now. I mean, this is all documented. No matter how horrible it sounds, we posted the U.S. government documents on Monday on this. So that's going on. Instead of going in and educating and industrializing people, they want to do this. And so it is a problem, but not in the sense they sell it as being a problem.
Okay.
So that's what's really going on.
All right. Well, I lived in the Philippines for 3 years, and they are headed straight for disaster. I mean, it's a traditionally agricultural society, but it's to the point now they have to import rice from China and Thailand. And, you know, they keep having 7 or 8 kids per family, average.
But see, no infrastructure has been built, and there's no opportunity, and the children are the insurance policy and workers in that society, and a lot of their kids die or did die, and so now they're trying, you know, they're still in the old paradigm. It takes education, not extermination.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. All right, well, great. Okay, you got to go. So I was going to say something else, but go ahead. And nice talking to you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Call me back tomorrow. Call me back next week. We got a guest coming up, Dwayne Cooch, talk about globalists, and we'll take your calls as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies.
Powerful Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Press. All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. We've got about an hour and 25, 26 minutes left. Bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet. And Joan and JC and Dave and Ken and others, your calls are coming up, and I am going to read this Ron Paul speech he gave about the greatest danger to America being the phony conservative neocons. So that's coming up as well. Joining us is Dwayne Coutts, and he has RovenNet and several other internet companies. He's an expert on computers in multiple facets. He powers InfoWars.net. We'll be going to Dwayne here in just a moment to talk about the Total Information Awareness Network and some of the things that are going on out there and just his general take on the New World Order, because I respect his opinion. Before we go to Dwayne Coutts, I do want to encourage everybody, and that means everybody, to stop procrastinating, to get in the fight against the New World Order. And that means telling people about this show. That means getting my documentary films and making copies, which I authorize you to do, for nonprofit educational purposes only. And 911, The Road to Tyranny, is 2 hours and 20-plus minutes long. It covers who really carried out September 11th and the Globalist Master Plan. We have part two of that, The Masters of Terror, which is excellent. I have Police State 1, 2, and Now just came out, Part 3, my newest film. It's amazing. I have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the bizarre activities of world leaders that go on each year from July 15th to July 30th in Northern California. You need to get these videos. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. And your purchase supports this broadcast. My book's 230 pages. It covers September 11th as well, in exacting detail, in concentrated format, in 230 pages. It's only $12, $4 shipping and handling. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men entire see to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, so stop sitting around. 90% of those that see the films are waking up, that are a key tool in the fight against the New World Order. So please get the videos. 888-253-3139, and help us unlock minds and hearts and souls. Dwayne Coutts, he's a talk show host in his own right, been working with computers since he came out, basically, and again, is the backbone of InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net, and does a great job with the tens of millions of visitors we get, and has watched the explosive growth of our news services. Dwayne, and I just want to thank him for all his incredible work. And when the site gets a couple million hits in an hour and it goes down, you know, once every couple of months, he gets up in the middle of the night to get it back up and running, and he's grown our servers to, you know, basically server farms now, and he's done so much, and he's an expert on the New World Order. Dwayne, good to have you on the show.
Thank you, big guy. Hey, appreciate it.
Dwayne, you also power some websites that are exposing the biggest mass murder operation in world history, the abortion racket. Tell us about those.
You bet. Roughly 3,200 potential human beings ripped out of the womb by suction machines every single day, every day, every day, every day. And I guess about the last year and a half, we've also been helping that movement to forward itself in not only in a technology sense, but also in advertising exposure, and just getting the word out normally.
And I'm going to get that particular gentleman on. Tell us about his website.
Oh, sure, Neil Horsley. Yeah, he runs a couple of them. Many of your listeners may have heard of Neil before. He's been on a lot of mainstream news, national news shows, and 60 Minutes, featured in an HBO special. Neil Horsley was the original creator and webmaster of the Nuremberg Files, which basically listed publicly on the Internet, visibly, the names and addresses of abortion doctors that were actively performing abortions. And he really didn't have any problem with
and
that.
And, of course, I mean, abortion is when the woman naturally loses a baby by God's design. So they changed the semantics. It's really the aborticide.
Right, right, right. Well, call it murder, call it whatever you want. You're right. It's not a medical necessity the way these abortion mills are working, or abortuaries, we call them. He really didn't run into too much trouble on his First Amendment rights there. But
think how evil and dumbed down some people are, that they really think that's okay and it's some precious right. You were
absolutely
all there once, and we'll do that to the least of us, and we'll do it to everybody. And now in Europe, they're making euthanasia the law, where they kill you. You don't have a choice. It's starting to happen here.
Right.
And that's a liberal fighting that. That's Wesley Smith, the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Where he lists the names of people that beg for food and water who were paralyzed, and the government kills them. I mean, folks, we're not exaggerating. Mass evil's going on all around you right now.
Sure. Not only in population control, which is, as you know and have been speaking about for a very long time, Alex, population control is one of the cornerstones.
It's eugenics.
Yes, sir. It is a cornerstone activity of world domination. I mean, you have to be able to dumb down and control the population. There's no.
Well, I posted again Henry Kissinger's letter in the State Department report on Monday, where they say under national security we got to sterilize half the women in the world, and this is how we're going to do it. And they do it through vaccines and all of this, and then people trust the vaccines.
Right. Right.
It's totally sick. Now, Dwayne, there's a lot of other facets. Do you think we're on the march and the empire's on the run? I mean, they're really pushing right now. Is that out of desperation, or what do you see happening?
Oh, it's an amazing thing. Now the neoconservative movement has suddenly lended their elbow to the wheel, and all of a sudden, right is left and up is down and backwards is forwards, and you can't really believe anything you hear anymore. The great savior, Fox News and some of the other networks that are trying to tailor themselves after that suddenly number one cable network have just jumped on this whole bandwagon. And now the general feel I'm getting from the street, sir, is that is the accepted norm of politics now. You're one or the other. Actually having your own thought or belief or developing your own theories is completely out of the question. You've got to be one or the other. And yes, they are on the run. Unfortunately, they've got something that we did not expect. Everyone, when a Republican got elected, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and everyone out there listening who listens to you regularly has heard this before, as soon as George Bush got elected, everyone breathed a sigh of relief. Well, at least it isn't Clinton. But it's quite the opposite. It's worse than Clinton.
And
it's
what
Clinton,
it is
it's
is
Clinton
a sneak attack.
Purpose. That's
what
right.
it is a sneak attack.
Right. Absolutely. It's an end around. We're just, we're relaxed now. Everything's fine. But then John Ashcroft has just strapped extra rockets onto this civil liberties destruction.
Well, let me give people an analogy, because I study this, just literally all day, all night, generally.
Sure.
And to use an analogy, if America and the Republic was a city, under Clinton there were a lot of fires. There was the enemy was shelling the city, but we were winning a lot of the fights. Then suddenly the enemy withdrew. A army showed up and said, "We're here to help you. Let us in the gates." And now they're running around slaughtering everyone, blowing the city to pieces, and then the public is stumbling around saying, "Thank you for saving us."
Yeah.
The shields are down. They're attacking you. Have you seen Ron Paul's speech yet?
No, sir. I haven't read it. No.
Called Neo-Cond. He says, the modern-day limited government movement has been co-opted. The conservatives have failed in their effort to shrink the size of government. There has not been, nor will there be, a conservative revolution in Washington. Political party control of the federal government has changed, but the inexorable growth of the size and scope of government has continued unabated. The liberal arguments for limited government, he means the classical liberal arguments, in personal affairs and foreign military adventurism were never seriously considered as part of this revolution. And he goes on to say that the neocons are the Trojan horse. I mean, it's a 15-page article, the text of his speech. It's scathing.
That's well put, very well put. I also saw where his attempt to get the United States out of the United Nations failed also.
Yeah, that was rhetoric against the U.N. in name only, again, so the U.N. can play the part of the good cop as we play the part of the bad cop.
Right, right. In the middle of their big push for worldwide small arms control and the elimination of private ownership of firearms.
They were meeting last week, and the Inter website, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
Absolutely.
What's a power monopoly of the state, Dwayne? What's another definition for that?
Fascism. What do you want to call it?
Dictatorship.
Absolute control. That's right. That's right.
Well, that's actually the dictionary definition of dictatorship.
Sure.
Is a power monopoly of the state. So.
Right. That's why George Bush and Adolf Hitler are not too far off of off the mark there. It's the same methodology, the same trail, the same that we're facing. You know, you're talking about Ron Paul saying that they failed to shrink the government. I'm looking at an $90 million contract awarded to Microsoft and Dell, coming from my technology, and to put 140,000 new desktops into service for the Department of Motherland Security, they're gonna make about $90 million off the deal. The whole thing's going to be managed by Dell, and they're publicly announcing in this news article that they're going to be using as a platform Windows XP, Microsoft Office Professional, and the whole suite of office automation applications, including a common email application. Well, we all know that's Microsoft Outlook. So hackers and virus writers, get ready. Anytime you want to take down the Department of Homeland Security, you can rest assured that it is now being hosted and run on the world's most insecure platform, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's come out that you can't even get a phone number or a fax number for Homeland Security, and it's Homeland Insecurity.
Yes.
Well, and so they're going to
have no accountability, zero.
And so they're going to have the weakest platform imaginable. But see, they know there's no real terrorist threat. They are the terrorist.
Right.
So they know the attack comes when they want it to. In fact, I'm predicting that if the president's approval rating goes below 40%, that the military-industrial complex will launch a massive terror attack. Dwayne, what do you say to that?
Yeah, they're going to have to. And I am not only do I agree, I'm actually shocked that it hasn't happened yet.
Well, they've done lots of pinpricks.
The pot is on low boil on the back burner now, and it's just a solid thing. We're just waiting for something to boil over at any time. You know, our energies are directed all over the world. And meanwhile, a fascist state is developing where we live. I mean, they're not protecting the borders, but they're taking DNA samples from school kids in Oklahoma. You know, when's the last time a school kid in Oklahoma, was in danger of being a terrorist?
It well, just, I mean,
amazing.
Dwayne, I haven't announced this yet on air, but I'll do it right now because we're talking about technology. Then we'll go to Joan and Casey and Dave and Ken and others. But Dwayne, I have Time Warner cable because I'm on local cable, and I had them taking out the digital cable boxes because MSNBC admits that they watch everything you watch and track what you're doing and build a psychological algorithm. And the technician opened the box up and he says, "Look at this, Mr. Jones," and there is a microphone. Folks, this is the Scientific Atlantic cable box. Never advertised for voice application. You know, as a computer box, like the Xbox or something.
Sure, sure.
There it is with the microphone, a large microphone, you know, the size of a lob, that's relatively large, right up to a tiny hole in the front. He took me out to the truck and showed me the manual. It's even on the Scientific Atlantic website. And they never advertised it the last 3 years they had this. Never, no one has the service. It just has a microphone in it hooked to a fiber optic cable. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. And people go, oh, they wouldn't use that. Folks in Tennessee, they just caught them with the video cameras in the 10-year-old boys and girls' showers. And it was being accessed from foreign servers and by people with ISPs in other states. Did you hear about that, Duane?
No, sir. No.
Yeah, we had the lawyer on about it, and we actually posted the AP article. I mean, this is 1984, Duane.
Sure.
Wow. DARPA said 2 weeks ago that, oh, yeah, we did put the cameras and microphones in the cities, and it is part of the Total Information Awareness Network. I mean, total information awareness, is that what America's all about?
Yeah, well, it could happen, from the back end, because the entire promotional effort and the brainwashing effort is being directed through mainstream media, through popular television, the educational shows, the programs. When you see these things on television, they are automatically shaded to deliver this information gradually, incrementally, but also in a positive light. You hear a talk show host interviewing the guys that created Digital Angel, and it's just a wonderful thing. Oh, they don't know if they do it, but it's great.
A month-long news blitz, every channel,
same
questions in the same order,
yes. The
lavishly worshiping it.
The learning channels doing these wonderful specials about how these secret traffic cameras are catching speeders and making the world safe for you.
Oh, so we're going to go ahead and use them for crime.
Absolutely, already are.
And Homeland Security is going to run it. Oh,
yeah, amazing. Where's all that data going? I'll give you one chance. You don't need more than one chance.
Well, they admitted it. The big DARPA report came out.
That's right.
It was DARPA put the microphones and cameras up in Austin 5 years ago. Now they're going up in the neighborhood, Duane.
Right.
I've got three cameras within a couple hundred yards of my house.
Sure. Sure.
And watch, Duane, we're going to have more terrorism as their funding gets increased, not less.
Right. Well, I mean, because you're funding the terrorists now. It's not a big surprise. This is going on. It's right there in front of everyone, and all we can do is be vigilant, and you keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, I mean, did people think we could have a government that aborts 50-plus million children and not have other evil things happen?
Right.
I mean, folks, you can deny this stuff's evil, but it's all going to come back on us.
Right. It's absolutely true. What I'm afraid of is that, there I go back again, my friend, to the neoconservative movement. It's just a complacency. It makes everyone relax. Everyone sits back. You know, it's just a wonderful hunky-dory time, and we have the great, brave Bush family, you know, running this country. I've never been more concerned in my life.
Absolutely. Duane will come back, and we'll talk to some callers. Stay there, my friend. You're going to be joining us each week to talk about tech news.
Homeowners, if you're drowning in high-interest credit card debt or have been turned down for credit elsewhere, grab a pen and get ready to jot down a toll-free number, because the credit people have got some great news for you. Right now, interest rates are at historic lows, which makes this the perfect time to call the credit people for a fast, no-hassle debt consolidation loan. We've helped thousands of homeowners lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no hidden points or tack-on charges. And unlike so-called debt counseling programs, working with the credit people can actually strengthen your credit. Don't wait another minute. Call the credit people at 1-866-510-3328 for a free, no-obligation analysis of your current debt situation. Whatever it takes to lower your monthly payments, our experts can help. Call 1-866-510-DEBT right now. That's 1-866-510-3328. The credit people. High interest in people, low interest on loans.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
A lot of folks saw the Road to Tyranny where they pulled a woman over at the checkpoint. Talk about how our pocket constitution's illegal. Take her to jail. Well, Abby Newman has been through a lot now with CPS attacking her, has admitted retaliation. And this is a criminal government, people, and they think their criminality's okay. They rationalize it. They're a bunch of sickos. We got to stand up and point out how they're the criminals. That's coming up the next hour with a bunch of other news. And I know that we've got Joan and Casey and Dave and Jason and Rebecca. We'll get to everybody here in just a second. And the end of the next hour, just stay with us. Real quick, Dwayne. Folks need to support what we're doing. They need to go sign up for great internet service that's run by your organization that has virtual servers and virtual browsers that proxy browsers that block your identity and block cookies and tracking. It's great internet service. I never promote it. I really should. How do folks go to InfoWars.net and sign up?
Just go there. Go to InfoWars.net. Follow the links on the left-hand side. There's an automated sign-up process, or just shoot us an email to the admin or to the support email there, or to sales@InfoWars.net, any of that.
And folks, you've got to read all the things you get with this.
Sure, sure. Not to mention, I'm glad you brought that up. But when you were teasing it coming on before you and I got together here, you were mentioning about your products and films and books and stuff. You know, that is always still a standing offer. Anyone who signs up for InfoWars.net and pays for a year in advance of web hosting or internet access can have the Alex Jones DVD, tape, or book of their choice, or T-shirt, just anything you find in your shopping cart, and it's on us. I mean, you know, we're serious about that. So if you're thinking about doing this and thinking about buying one of those things, well, you can do it all at the same time now.
And folks, it's more affordable than AOL and others. I mean, if you're with AOL, you might as well sign up with the NSA for your internet service.
Right. I mean, now is the time to go.
Go ahead and go to InfoWars.net and sign up, folks, and it supports the bandwidth that is steadily growing. Go ahead.
Sure. A lot of the things, funny you should mention that, one of our competitors, AOL, is, you know, we have about, I guess about two-thirds of the InfoWars subscribership pays by check or some method like that. You have to pay extra when you do that elsewhere, folks. You know, you're looking at like $27.95 when you do that at our competitors. So, you know, we're trying to make it real and fair. And starting August 1st, we have two new things that we're adding to our product line, which will be a high-speed dial-up for folks who aren't close to broadband or they're not eligible for DSL or they just don't want to pay $50 a month for internet service. We will have a high-speed dial-up that will speed up your dial-up connection and help you surf faster. That'll be available in the next 2 weeks. And also, spam unsolicited commercial bulk email filter that you can add onto your email account, and it's all done on the server side, so you never see the spam.
And then it'll be your name at InfoWars.net, too.
That's correct. That's correct. All that's going to be added within the next 2 weeks.
And how much is it? What are the different packages? Because you do save a lot of money going with InfoWars.net,
right,
too.
Right. It's $19.95 for the full boat service. We call it a premium service. And we do realize more than anyone that there are a lot of $9.95 services and $12.95 services out there. But, just take a moment to consider where your money's going when you send it to them. So,
absolutely. Dwayne, I got a guest coming up, and I need to go to these calls, and I know you've got to go.
Great.
If you want to ride shotgun, you're welcome, but I know you're busy running your business. But you're going on vacation next week, but in a few weeks I'm going to start having you up with a 30-minute tech segment every week. We're going to pick a day to do that.
You bet.
Probably on Mondays or Fridays. I'm not sure yet.
That's
and,
fine.
Dwayne, I want to thank you. I really want to thank you for what you do, brother.
You too, my friend. Have
bless
a great
you.
One. Thanks.
Take care. All right. We got to have Newman coming on, but I'm first going to come back real quick, and I'm going to start going to Joan and Casey and Dave and Jason and Rebecca and everybody else. And we're going to have Abby Newman and her granddaughter on, and just wait to hear this horror story, what the criminals are doing to them.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible for water.